Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We cover it all on this show. And there's a show coming up at City Winery on tomorrow. I almost said the 20th, which is tomorrow.
That's it.
And we bring in Brian Posehn, the very funny, in on with us now. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. I hope you take this the right way when I say this, but you're one of those guys that I feel like when somebody says your name, they may have to think a second, and then they see you and they go, "Oh, that guy's been in everything." Like, do you get that a lot?
For sure. Yeah. No, I don't mind that at all. I've been that guy for a long time. But, I feel like the right people know my name now.
Sure. Sure. And you know, when we talk to comics and people that have done TV and movies and things like you, you know, it's also fun to get them to talk about going back to their roots and being on stage and being with an intimate audience like you'll have at City Winery. Why is that so fun for you?
Well, it's me still, you know, I mean, of acting and writing and all the other stuff, I feel like stand-up is the most me, you know, that the big best representation of what makes me laugh. And, you know, it's me putting myself out there, and it's what I've done the longest. You know, acting I sort of fell into, you know, moving to LA and having a certain look, but telling jokes was what I've been wanting to do since I was 20, you know.
You're also, Brian, 6'7", right?
Yeah.
So do they say,
when I'm standing up straight, yes.
Do they like, "Hey, you play basketball, don't you?" I'm sure you get that all the time.
Not anymore, but when I was younger, certainly, yes.
Oh, I'm sure. All right, so I first knew you, HBO, the show, Mr. Show with Bob and David. What a great way to kind of start your career with Bob Odenkirk. How much fun was that, and how important was it to you, Brian, to have that kind of springboard off a show like that?
Well, it wasn't intentional, but it worked out amazingly. I mean, I owe those guys a lot. The fact that I've gotten so many sitcom parts, a lot of what I've done in the last 20 years is because of Mr. Show. Like writers at, you know, Big Bang Theory or Just Shoot Me, just knowing that I can come in and do certain things. All those parts, I didn't have to audition for them. That's all because of Mr. Show kind of getting me out, you know, to smart, funny people that watch that show, knowing that, you know, that's what I can do.
A friend of mine just sent me a note and says, "Oh my God, he was in my favorite Seinfeld episode of The Burning." When Kramer was given gonorrhea and all that stuff. That, what a great episode that it's right. Hilarious. And to be part of like this iconic pop culture, Brian, it's got to be something else too.
For sure. And they were super cool. That was a show also that like every actor wanted to be on, you know, when it was filming in LA for the 10, 12 years, whatever it was on, you know, everybody was like, "God, I got to get on an episode." And so to finally get to do one in that final season. And Jerry had always been supportive when I, Jerry Seinfeld, that is, when I would go in and audition for it. I had to audition for different parts before I got the one I got. And he was always like, "Hey, keep coming in here. We like you," which was, you don't get from many people. It was very encouraging and super cool.
Talking to Brian Posehn on the line with us. He'll be at City Winery tomorrow. Now, I'm a space guy, sci-fi, like Star Wars, Star Trek. The fact that you've gotten to, you know, guest star on The Mandalorian and then do a voice on Star Trek Lower Decks is, I'm jealous, but that's really, really cool.
Man, I'm so lucky. Like, so many things that I like as a nerd, I've gotten to do, you know, to get to be in horror movies, to get to be in a Star Wars project, and you know, to work on Marvel stuff. And yeah, man, it's not lost on me that like almost everything I've liked has worked out in some way where I get to do something, you know, in that world.
And so is that why, like, when you go into a role that, you know, obviously you're playing a character and there's a part you have to be and all that, but are you putting a lot of yourself into that character?
Sure. Yeah. And I mean, like, with Mandalorian, it was such a small part, but I think everybody that watched it knew that, like, oh, that guy loves this. You know, everybody that knows me saw me on that show and went, "Oh, man, he must be losing it," you know.
Brian Posehn is on with us at City Winery tomorrow.
Also, Brian, Chase and I are massive Simpsons fans, and I know you voiced an episode on that. What was that like? Because, you know, it's a show that's been on for, 35 years now, and it's still funny, and to be a part of that, I mean, it's just to add something else to your great career.
Yeah, for sure. Well, again, I knew writers there. A buddy of mine, Matt Selman, has been a writer-producer on The Simpsons for 20-plus years now, and he's been there forever, and it just happened. I saw him, I think we went out to dinner, and he goes, "Hey, you've never done the show, have I?" And I went, "No, man, I haven't." And he goes, "Well, we gotta remedy that. I gotta get you on the show." And then, like, once he thought of it, he found a part for me, like, that year. But, that was my friend just looking out for me, like, "Hey, you should have been on this already."
Do you still talk to Bob Odenkirk?
Absolutely, yeah. Just had a weird text from him. He and David Cross are like hiking Machu Picchu or like some weird.
Right.
Who knows? He could be lying, but that's what he said that they were doing. They're really into hiking now. But now they're like, you know, on whatever. Machu Picchu? Who does that?
Yeah, where is that? Like, where is that? Peru or somewhere? Somewhere down
there?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Hell, I could barely walk around the grocery store. There's no way I'm going to go somewhere like that. Is it cool? You know, because I remember I'm a big Letterman fan, and he talked about in the early days about hanging out with the comedians and watch their rise up. Were there any comedians, Brian, that you hung out with when you were starting out that you became good friends, like a Bob, who is like you've really been impressed and loved their success?
Oh, for sure. Well, yeah, I mean, all those guys, Bob, David, Patton Oswalt, all my friends, I kind of knew they were as awesome as they were, you know, and you just kind of, with Bob, it was great to see him, getting as much love as he's gotten in the last 10 years, you know, like, a lot of times when you're acting, you know, you have success younger. So it's really great to see somebody in their 50s get recognized, you know, the way Bob did for Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. It's, you know, and he was the funniest guy in the room in 1996 when I met him, and he still is.
Brian, I'm also going to assume you're a wrestling fan because the picture that City Winery has is you have a Rowdy Piper shirt on, the Hot Rod. I love that.
For sure. Yeah, he was always one of my favorites.
So we had him, Joe maybe remember this, we had him in studio right before he passed away, and I was like geeking out. I just started here, and because I got to let him in, and I was like, "Mr. Piper, thanks so much," and he was very, very quiet, like hardly said anything, and I'm thinking, oh no, he doesn't want to do this. He's just like, what's going on? This is the Hot Rod. And he kind of whispers to my boss, I found this out later, and he goes, "Tell the kid when the light turns on, I turn on."
Right.
And like we come back on the air, and he turns around and looks at me, and he's like starts going off. He's like, "Hey, the kid was worried that the Hot Rod wasn't going to be here." And like, it was one of the most memorable interviews that I've ever been a part of. It was just crazy.
That's awesome. So yeah, that's what you want from him, for him to be Hot Rod. I'm a big wrestling fan, but I also love him because I'm a huge John Carpenter nut. So yes, for him to be in a John Carpenter film, and a legendary John Carpenter film. So
yes, They Live is a fantastic movie.
Yeah. That's, I love the fact, Brian, that you recognize They Live as an iconic movie. Cause it's,
oh, for sure.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I've been schooling my son, I feel like I grew up in the best era for film, for genre film, you know, to grow up in the 80s and when we had all the best stuff, you know, and Carpenter is still one of my favorite directors.
Yeah, no doubt. The show tomorrow, City Winery, doors at 6:00. The show starts at 7:30, and go to citywinery.com to get tickets. Brian, thanks so much for doing this, and enjoy Nashville.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being there. It's been a while.
Awesome. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yep. Brian Posehn joining us here on the program again, citywinery.com. The show starts at 7:30 tomorrow.
It's great. I mean, he is a great question you gave him. I mean, he's a guy that You see his face, you know immediately who he is.
He was in New Girl. I don't know if you ever watched New Girl. New Girl is one of those very underrated, like, hilarious shows that I got into late after it was off the air.
Right.
But I watched it during COVID, and it is hilarious. Like, it's funny. So you should check it out.
I will.
Zooey Deschanel. But Brian Posehn at City Winery tomorrow. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and also celebrity birthdays here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.